I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Ravens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things and self-care. So what did you do this week for self-care?
Okay, so I got a facial steamer.
No, you didn't.
And it's so awesome.
Do you do it and then wash your face because it opens your pores?
Yeah. So
your face does look amazing.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not, like, I thought that already, but I'm like, but it, like, really, like, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, so I'll, like, use it a little bit and then wash my face and then, like, rinse it off. And then, like, you can use it to put your product on and it, like, sets better and, like, absorbs into your skin better.
Okay, where did you get this?
Freaking Amazon.
Okay, I'm gonna need a link.
Yeah. It's amazing. It came with, like, the tools, like, the extraction tools, but I don't want to, like, pick at my face.
Well, if you pick at your face, then, you know, when you're like, oh, there's something on my face, and you pick at it, and you're like, wow, now everyone knows. Well,
now it's fully, like, out there for everyone to see. No, so I don't use the tools. I just use it to, like, kind of, like, steam, wash, rinse, and then steam, and just kind of, like, enjoy it because it, like, feels so good.
No,
and it's really good for, like, if you're congested.
I didn't even think about that part too.
Yeah, that's been super helpful.
I've been extremely dehydrated, so I'm wondering if that might, that's, I know that sounds weird, but, like, maybe that'll help.
Yeah, like, make yourself a little spa water and then steam your, like, it feels so freaking good. It's so nice.
Rose water.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, I need a link, like, to yours.
It's so good.
I bought,
good.
Like, a shitty one off, I think, like, at Walmart or something, like, a few years ago, and I was like, oh, cool, and my face, like, broke out, and I was like, well, I didn't get a good one.
Yeah, no, I'm, like, really impressed with it, and it just, like, I don't know, it just kind of takes your little tiny nighttime routine to, like, a next level where it's like, oh, I feel so, like, elegant. And
especially, like, when you're pregnant, your skin goes crazy, so yeah.
Mine hasn't been, like, too bad.
No, not at all. I just know some people, like, their skin's like,
it just makes you feel fancy, and it's really nice.
I'm so fancy. You're ready now. Okay,
that's some Iggy Azalea. That's an old one. I haven't heard that.
I know, that's anymore. That's like from 2014.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. That's making me old.
Also, we're 2024. That's 10 years old.
Right?
Wow. Yeah. This is our first episode of the new year. It is actually 2024 today, January 1st.
Today. Batches. What'd you do?
Oh, me? Nothing. Nothing
crazy. Special. Or...
I just got engaged.
Engaged?
I'm engaged now. And it was really cool. But it feels weird. We went to the Stanley Hotel. I don't know if you guys have listened to the podcast, but I talked about the Stanley Hotel. I had never been there. I have now been there.
Oh, wait, you'd never been there?
No.
Oh, I thought you had been there.
No.
Oh, that makes it even more special.
Okay. Yeah. I cried because I am dramatic. I mean, I knew it was coming. I knew the engagement was coming. You know, just go to Stanley for, like, a weekend away. And you're like, gosh, that was refreshing. Let's go home to our drab lives.
All right.
But, yeah, no, we're engaged. And I'm definitely going to post a picture. And I'm still, like, in shock about it.
I'm so excited. So now we're sisters.
Sisters. There was never such devoted sisters. I could keep going. We watched that movie and they play that song eight
what
times.
What is that
in it.
From? White Christmas. I don't even know. Oh, okay.
It's where they're walking around, like, caring, sharing.
I've never seen that movie.
With the other sisters.
But I just saw it, like, all over TikTok and I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, it's from White Christmas. That was like their act that they're sisters.
Oh.
And God help the mister who comes between me and my sister, and God help the sister who comes between me and my man.
What?
That's that one even of the lines. Mean? I don't know.
Okay.
But it's provocative. Gets the people going.
Gets some people going. Nice.
I'm actually pretty proud of that. But yeah, so we got engaged at the Stanley, and next week I'll tell you guys about the Stanley because it was amazing. So that's
yay!
Next week. But we're engaged and it was fun, and my family came over after we got home, and I literally got to... I asked my nephew if he wanted to be in the wedding, and he said no. And then I said, you don't really have a choice. And he was like, all right, I'll be in it. So that's what's happening. And then the other ones are going to be in it.
Oh my God, it's going to be so cute.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
How precious. I can't wait.
One of my nieces or nephew, I'm not going to get into who it was, wants to be the pastor.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they had a speech and everything ready.
Oh my God, perfect.
And they practiced it.
Should let them.
I told them, I said, you know, we might have to go with somebody a little more qualified, but I'm gonna let them know.
Sure.
I can't just you know,
can't leave them hanging.
No, I can't. Yeah. So yeah, they did try out and they did a great job. I did have to let them know Keith's last name 5 or 6 times.
Yeah. It's a hard one.
Yeah. It was hilarious because it was Sir Dad, and I'm like, no. And then Sir Tad. It was great. And I was like,
Sir. She's going to think like Sir.
Sir's Dad. But she would say Sir's Dad without this. And I was just like, you know what? You're getting better.
Close enough because people fucked it up for so long.
Well, you got Sir's Dad.
Sir's Dad. Cyrus Dad. Like, calm down,
how would people. You get Cyrus Dad?
Because people don't know how to read.
Reading is hard.
Reading is hard for some people. I mean, to be fair, it is Syrstad.
Well, something that I found...
So I get Syrstad.
Yeah.
Sure.
That I understand, because that's what I said. Syrstad,
like, what are you doing? Why are you being so extra?
Like, calm down.
Relax.
Well, I get Engler all the time.
Mm.
And I'm like, no, it's a hard E. Engler. And it makes
Engler.
Me...
Engler.
Because remember you? They're like, oh. Natalie Engler, and I'm like, it's fucking not Engler. God damn it.
Say it right.
But, oh, what was I going to say? Well, I thought it was fun, like, when I lived in Sioux Falls, like, you learned in school that Sioux, how it's spelled, but people would always call it Sioux Falls.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so we call it Sioux Balls. Sorry, everyone that lives there, but that's what we call it. Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. Your place of living is terrible.
Yeah, sorry I moved back to Colorado. But yeah, I'm engaged.
Engaged.
I'll post a picture of the ring.
Yeah, because definitely. It's a really beautiful
ring. I have to stop now when people talk about being married or engaged. I don't have to like do the like side eye at Keith and be like, that's interesting that they were married after a year.
Can you like not stop looking at your ring though?
I can't.
Yeah.
Well, because it's so pretty.
So sparkly.
It's everything I ever wanted.
Perfect.
Yeah. And it's got, like, the hidden halo underneath it.
Yes. It's so
fucking
pretty.
That's, I mean, obviously the main diamond's the best part. Yeah, but, like, that's, but like, a very, surprise. Very close second.
Yeah.
It's like, you think that's it? Boom.
Boom. More diamonds. How about that?
Boom. Sparkle that. Okay, so you guys don't have to hear weird things about me being, like, over the top about being engaged or married. Yay! Everyone wins that one.
Yay!
Yay!
What are you telling me about?
So, this week, I'm going to tell you about the South Side Strangler.
That sounds so familiar.
Okay.
Wait. Oh. We did South Side Rapist.
Mm-hmm. Yep, okay. I knew you were gonna...
Got it. But Southside Strangler sounds very familiar.
Well,
I don't know the story, but
here's the deal. So normally with my stories, I just kind of tell you the story of what happened, correct? And like a little bit of maybe like how they found the person.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So the interesting part about this is how they found the person. So you're going to get a little bit of the story, but you're going to get a lot of the investigation.
Ooh, investigation.
This was a Forensic Files episode. God, I love Forensic Files. Shout out to Rachel for giving me the idea.
Rachel! Burp, burp, burp,
burp. She gave me the idea because I was like, guys, I know there's 1001 murders, but like, can you help me?
Wait, who's Rachel?
Rachel, I work with Rachel.
Okay.
She's
dope. Co-worker. Woo, woo,
woo, woo. Her birthday and my engagement happened on the same day.
Oh my god.
Yesterday, for those who need to know.
So what was yesterday? December 31st.
Yeah,
nice.
So, you know,
that's a strange time to have a birthday because it's like literally the last day of the year.
She loves it though because like everyone's celebrating.
Sure.
Yeah. So, but yeah, she gave me the idea and she was like, it's Forensic Files. I started watching it again. I'm like, I love Forensic Files. Who doesn't?
I mean, yeah, it's a great go-to.
I feel like smart when I watch it. I'm like, oh, yes. Oh, yes. DNA evidence.
Like, obviously.
That's come on, what people.
We're going to figure out.
But yeah, we'll include, because I also had to look at an obituary, because fun fact, murdered people, they just don't like to give them a backstory or make them humans. They're just victims. So I wanted to know a little bit more about the victims, and I actually like went and looked at obituaries, and I liked that because it's from the family's perspective. So,
sure.
But we'll put all the fun tidbits of sources. Okay. So in late November 1987, there was a break in a residential area in Arlington, Virginia. A break-in in Arlington, Virginia. But this case was so much more than just a break-in. Break-in was the smallest part of this. So Susan Tucker was a publications editor. She had been spending Thanksgiving alone because her husband was out of the country. They did an interview with him during the episode. He had a very thick, like, European accent.
Mm-hmm.
So I could tell, I'm like, okay, that made, you know, sense that he probably wasn't there. And maybe Thanksgiving to him wasn't as important as it is in the U.S. Because I've heard people, like, went abroad and they're like, people were like, Thanksgiving, what is that?
Well, yeah, why would they celebrate Thanksgiving anywhere else? It's like an American thing.
Yeah. But you know how, like, Halloween, sometimes they, like, take things?
Oh, yeah. Sure, yeah.
So, but he had nothing but kind things to say about Susan. He just talked about how much they loved each other, and you could totally see it in his face. And, like, in all the pictures they showed, they just seemed really, really in love. So, again, she was by herself.
Okay.
And many people had been trying to contact Susan. And he said that he just kept calling her over and over and over again because he's like, it wasn't like her to just not...
like reply.
Yeah, he was just like, what is going on?
Huh. Okay.
So, and like, family members, they weren't able to reach her, and again, it was around Thanksgiving, so I'm sure people were just checking in. And sure. That was coupled with the neighbors actually calling the police because they noticed her window was ajar.
Uh-oh.
In November.
Yeah.
In Virginia, November,
cold.
It's cold, not like Midwest cold or, you know, Colorado cold, but it's still
cold.
Yeah, it's still cold, like way too cold to just have your window ajar. And police went to do like a wellness check, and they noticed that the front door was just open.
Oh,
like it was probably like someone just cracked it.
Oh no.
So they just went in because that's weird.
Yeah.
And when they went into the house, they noticed that her purse was sprawled out all over the floor.
Oh, shit.
And they didn't say if anything was taken, but that wasn't even important part of the story. So they're just calling around like, Susan, is anyone here? You know, figuring out. And when the cops went upstairs, they saw that her body was already decomposing face down on the upstairs bed.
Oh, my God.
And when the cops got closer, they noticed that her arms were tied behind her back and her feet were also tied and her head was kind of hanging off the bed.
Oh, my God.
It didn't seem like it was a comfortable position at all. I mean, granted,
well, sure, yeah.
Even besides the whole like being tied up thing.
Yeah.
And they saw that she was also sexually assaulted.
Oh, God.
And whoever had committed this crime possibly knew that she was home alone because they had spent some time in that house.
Ew, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could just tell.
Like, they were, like, eating her food or something?
Not anything like that, but just, like, they were not in a hurry to get in and get out. There. Yeah. Okay. And, yeah, typically when it's just a crime of, like, getting money or valuables,
you're just kind of in and out.
Yeah, and you don't really want to spend too much time in the person's house. But it just, they didn't get that vibe that it was, like, just for that.
Oh, that's so creepy.
Mm-hmm. So there was a detective assigned to the case, and unfortunately he had his work cut out for him because the person that broken in actually did a really good job of cleaning up, you know,
evidence
and what he did. And he broke in through the basement window,
mm-hmm.
and he wore gloves, so he didn't have any fingerprints or other DNA evidence. And it looks like he climbed in on top of the washing machine, and that entire area was cleaned up, like, meticulously enough.
So there's, like, no footprints?
Yes, there was no footprints.
Okay.
And, you know, that just kind of helps, like, narrow down, like, shoe size. You know, because even if you're wearing the wrong size shoe, they can tell where the pressure is in a footprint. So, anyways. So, at the scene of the crime, they took bed sheets, comforters, anything, like a nightgown, and just anything and everything that could potentially have DNA evidence on it. Or, you know, see any evidence, just anything. And they were able to find some...
You said that she was sexually assaulted?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so hopefully there's some DNA there.
Yeah, and we'll get into that. And they were able to find some hairs on the bathroom rug and on a washcloth.
Oh, wow.
They even took bits of glass from the downstairs window that was broken for forensic evidence.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, doing the most.
Love that.
And the best bet was taking in the rope that she had been tied up with, because sometimes it can narrow it down the types of knots they used.
Yeah.
And
or even where they got the rope.
Where they got the rope, DNA evidence.
Last week or
yeah.
Whenever that was, about the lady.
The lady who went. Yeah. I don't think we've dropped that one yet, but
well,
we'll just say that lady.
You know.
Her. Yay, her.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was just, you know, why not take that? Da, da, da. The scariest part of this whole thing was police determined that this was not the first time they had seen this work done.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So Caroline Hom was murdered, and it was pronounced a few different ways, but it was spelled like ham with two M's.
Hi,
it was like,
sorry.
Hi,
have you seen 30 Rock?
No.
Oh.
Do I need, like, to watch it?
The guy, what's his name? Tracy Jordan or whatever.
Tracy Morgan?
Yeah, but he plays, like, basically himself. His wife is like, she says it like, people love the way that she says ham. And then it just, like, cuts her. She's like, ham! It's like, I don't know. Anytime says ham, I have to say it like that.
Ham!
Ham!
Well, Tom Segura was like, bikes! And then, like, now Keith and I just go, bikes! Randomly because of him, so I get it. But okay, Caroline Haim, no, it's fine. I think it's Haim, was murdered January 1984, in January 25th, 1984, which was almost 4 years before Susan Tucker, but not quite.
And she's in the same area, too.
Yeah, and she was born January 10th, 1951, and she was born in New Jersey. I wasn't able to find too much information on her. Mm-hmm. Like I said earlier, yeah. It's just kind of people, they're just like victim. But she was a lawyer.
Okay.
And she lived 4 blocks away from Susan Tucker.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, she was murdered pretty much in an identical manner.
Oh, no.
She had been tied up and potentially sexually assaulted as well. She was only, it was between 32 and 34, and I just didn't do the math. But I think it was 32. And not only did the murder occur in the same way, they had also entered the house in the same way.
Oh, my God.
Through the basement, breaking a window.
Oh, no.
The thing that was different about these cases, a man named David Vasquez actually had confessed to the murder of Caroline.
Oh.
So he had been sentenced to jail for 35 years. So what was interesting about this is, as I was watching Forensic Files, I was like, okay, well, they don't really, they kind of just talk about that. But I was listening to other sources, and I guess it made sense because David had been stalking her and just like, and she had been complaining about it, and
nothing happened.
Yeah. And it seemed like he was like, had mental issues,
okay,
something like that, like developmental issues. So he wasn't,
why would he confess though?
Because he
was coerced into it.
He was coerced into it, potentially. And I mean, it made sense that they would think it was him because
right, like she number had one previous, suspect. He's
yeah, exactly.
A stalker.
He had already been stalking her, and she was already really uncomfortable. So it wasn't like it was totally crazy that they yeah. were like it was him.
Okay.
But
interesting.
Yeah, and he would sit outside her house and watch.
Ugh.
But at that time, 7 months previous to her murder, he had moved to a town that was about 20 minutes away.
Okay.
And he didn't drive. So it would have been really difficult for him to like
take some buses.
Yeah. And, like, so a lot of
it'd be like a mission.
Yeah. So a lot of it didn't really make sense. And I'm like, I feel like you probably wouldn't move if you were still invested in following this person.
Sure.
So anyway, so okay. he was sentenced to jail for 35 years and her case was closed. What was interesting was that the detective that was on Susan and Carolyn's case, ironically, he was on the same case. He didn't feel like the guy who confessed to the murder did it. And he wasn't the guy who questioned him.
Okay.
Because they do typically have someone else questioning them, but
right.
he just kind of had an inkling that like he didn't do it. Just
didn't feel like it
was
actually
him. I feel like he probably was like, well, like this guy does already have issues, so you know.
But then it just makes it easier to kind of be like, it was him. Job is done.
They would ask really specific questions and the guy would answer it, but it wasn't like the right answers. Like it was stuff that was close enough that
and if he has developmental issues too, then like that also makes it kind of hard to have like a valid interview.
Yeah.
If he's not
all there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's really sad because that does happen a lot.
Right. Well, and people don't have like advocates for that. Like
They do now.
I mean, yeah, but like what? This was the 80s?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like.
Like mid 80s. So, like 40 years ago?
So old.
Old.
Not me, just Steven.
Yeah. And me, sort of.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're 89.
89. Like Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
So, 100 miles away in Richmond, Virginia, which is like the capital city. And probably more populated than Arlington. And another murder had taken place. Mm. Kind of the same way, same circumstances. Okay.
Wait, how many miles away?
100 miles away.
Oh, okay.
And this was also 1987. And like two other people were murdered within the same month during in the same circumstances.
So, okay. And they, wait, they were both in Richmond at this time now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, shit. He's on the move.
But they don't know that at that point.
Or, because, like, in the 80s, weren't, like, the highways being built? And that's, like, why, that's, like, one of the factors of, like, how and why there were, like, so many serial killers. Because it was, like, now they could just easily go from
place to place. Well, yeah, and people were happily answering the door.
And people are fucking hitchhiking.
I will sit, and if you come to my house, guess what? I'm not answering the door. I will sit and watch you leave.
Here's the thing.
Have you done that before?
Don't come to my house.
Yeah.
Like yeah, unannounced, I'm not answering the door.
I don't answer the door. Ew. I'll watch you.
Like I'll hide.
Like our neighbor who listens. Hi Ashley. She was telling me so she got like this weird person came to her door, and she just like said, "Hey, did this person come to your door?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" And she like sent me a video, and he was kind of wearing like he looked like. I don't know. He looked like he was like a contractor, like going door to door, but there's like just something roofer, weird maybe? About him. And he parked like between our houses.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It seemed really weird to her and it seemed really weird to me. And then Keith was like, I've seen that car before. So I'm like, so we didn't see this guy, but he would go to their door. I don't know if he's come by, but it just like
again.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. It was just really sketchy.
I don't know. Even if it's like a roofer or something, still not answering. Please don't talk to me.
Like, leave your card.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't understand. I feel bad for people that do have to go door to door because that would suck.
Oh,
but at the same time, I will watch you on my Ring and I will not. No. But I feel like that's why people had issues because they'd go answer the door.
Well, because like they didn't have Rings.
Yeah. So thank God for
Rings. And that was like normal. Like people just show up at your house.
Yeah. Gross. It's so ridiculous. I just, yeah.
No, thank you.
And, yeah, so he had killed an additional two women within a month of each other.
Shit.
And on this one, he had cut out the screen and entered through a window to get access. So he didn't, like, He didn't break the window. He just cut out the screen. Yeah. And the victims were between the ages of 30 and 35. Ugh. Does it end there? No, it doesn't end there. Oh, no. And it never ends there. The next victim was a 15-year-old female. And she was in her own bed asleep.
Oh, my God.
And she was so cute. It was like a picture of just like this girl who's like got her entire life ahead of her.
Ugh.
Murdered in her own bed. Asleep. Jeez. Like, what?
Like, it's all terrifying.
And
but,
her
like,
family just slept through the murder.
Being so young. Oh, yeah. My God.
And she did look older than her age. So that was one thing that I was wondering if, like, that's why he did it. Because she didn't quite look 15.
Right.
But, yeah, the family slept through it. So he must have been so quick.
So he must have been, like, he's got it dialed in at this point.
Yeah. Ugh. And these were connected because the same circumstances of the, you know, being tied up, the legs and the feet, and sexually assaulted. So the cases of the three women in Richmond and the two women in Arlington were the same circumstances. So the detective in Arlington, he was so, and people were like, oh, he was on the hunt. That's what got him. It wasn't even like the justice, like he wanted justice, but it was just finding this person.
Yeah.
And they interviewed him and he did such a fantastic job of like, I just needed these people to have justice.
Hell yeah.
So he like was on top of it and he did a great job, and he tried to get with the detective on the case in Richmond because they were definitely connected. And the detective was like weird about it. He's like, hey, this isn't a like, we're gonna like, we need to figure it out.
That's my jurisdiction.
Exactly. And he's like, it's not about jurisdiction, it's about let's work the fuck together and get this shit figured out. Like, it's so insane. So let's go to the evidence. That's why we're here, right?
Yeah.
All right. So the nightgown that was taken from the scene of Susan Tucker, which I just so casually mentioned, there was some DNA evidence on it. It was semen evidence.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So he wasn't that fucking smart.
Yeah, he wasn't that meticulous.
Good.
But at this point, and yes, he wasn't smart, whatever, but at this point, that was never a thing that they were going to find that was discussed as like finding DNA evidence, because in the 80s, it was in its infancy. So that's not something that he thought about. Everyone knew blood is how they found DNA.
Okay.
But at that point, it was out of sight, out of mind that like semen.
He didn't even think about it.
Because think about it. The Golden State Killer didn't think he was going to be found. He was found from like semen and stuff. So, you know, thank God that they've taken all those things into consideration.
Wow. Okay.
So
they had like saved that sample.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good job.
So there was two stains, and the person that had murdered Susan Tucker had type O blood, which is a very common fun fact. O negative blood is like a universal donor. So
I have O positive. I just found out.
I have O positive too.
Oh my God, twins.
Keith's like, don't say your blood type. I'm like, what are they going to do? Murder me?
I was like, I remember my dad was like,
type O positive is the most common.
He was,
oh my God, if I need blood, like, would you donate?
Hell yeah.
I'll donate
actually
blood
we
to
should
you.
Probably donate blood anyways.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, but I remember when it was like,
but if you're like,
I got my license and like I was gonna be an organ donor, and he was like, people will like kill you for that. I'm like, Dad, I think you've watched too many movies. Like, no, I'm gonna be a donor.
Here's
I'll
the deal.
Be fine.
I don't need it. I don't.
Yeah, if I'm dead, take what you need.
Yeah, please, by all means. Oh, a child gets to another chance at life.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, a dad gets to, like, no, I'm sorry.
I think he
please.
Just watched too many movies where, like, they're hunting down, or it's, like, you know, in the future, and they're, like, killing all the donors for, like, whatever. And I was like, you need to calm down.
If they kill me for my organs, guess who doesn't have to pay bills anymore or work anymore? This girl. So,
oh my God, like, I don't think they're gonna single me out.
No, but oh God, what was I gonna say? But yeah, it's like, I don't know, people are just like weird about like the organ donors.
Yeah,
and
people
stuff,
are super weird about it. It's like, okay,
like, I'm happy
calm
to
down.
Donate.
Conspiracy theorists.
Here's a tin hat, Dad.
Yeah.
That's
I was
so
like,
funny.
Anyways, I'm going to go ahead and be a donor.
I'm going to go have fun with my
thanks
friends.
For your insight, but no.
But it was like, it was a 13%, I think, of the population that had that blood.
Okay.
But it does narrow it down a
narrows
lot.
Narrows it down
that.
A lot, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, universal donor. However, typo blood was also a match to the Carolyn Ham case as well. Because, like the detective said, and I like that he already went to a case that he didn't feel comfortable about. I do like that he was
what
like.
What do you mean he didn't feel comfortable?
Well, he didn't
about
feel
it.
Like the guy did it. So he didn't. So, yeah.
Oh,
the case
you
was
mean
closed.
The one with the soccer guy?
Yeah, Carolyn Ham's case was closed.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
He didn't feel super confident in who they had arrested.
That it was actually the man.
And I appreciate that they took that into consideration. That they're like, right. You know. So I really did like that part. So this is already an extremely great find that they have the type blood and really exciting that they mm-hmm. were able to narrow it down so much. But not only that, but they found a hair and they were actually able to classify the hair into a racial category.
Oh, okay.
So this, and people are going to tell me I'm wrong, but this is like what I've learned. And granted, I don't know. You can't really match hair like DNA.
Right.
It's kind of like hairstyle and you can narrow it down like by the style of hair and the, but there's never like, they're not going to get you a DNA match with hair.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But they can like, and a lot of the times it's like when a missing person's case and they find hairs, they mm-hmm. can kind of narrow it down to what kind of hair they had.
Hmm.
But, and like for drugs and stuff, but it's just the hair type that kind of can narrow it down.
Okay. And especially like at least at this time.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe it will get to the point where they can, but that's what I've learned on Forensic Files is they don't, you can, there's no, like, DNA they... match with hair. It's just, oh. like, ethnicity and, like, type of hair.
I thought that that's how they, like, did the genetic thing. Like, you send a sample of your hair. Do you not do that? Or is it saliva?
It's saliva.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Crazy. Huh.
Maybe you do both, but, and, you know what, I feel like... when technology gets even better, I'm sure that'll be a thing. It will, like, sure. actually. But, I mean, being able to find it, like, the racial category of somebody, I think is, like.
Well, they're still narrowing it
yeah,
down.
Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah, they were able to put this into a racial category. And so they knew the man's ethnicity. And the man who confessed to Carolyn Hames' murder, it didn't match him. The hair didn't match him. And. It just
so is that enough evidence for that guy to be like out of jail?
They though? Don't even mention that, which was really upsetting because I wanted to know. But I'm sure he probably did because they're like, yeah, and this guy was incorrectly. Yeah.
Well,
because so,
like once they find who this actually is, like I wonder how the process of that works. Where they're just like, whoopsies, our bad. You don't have to be here anymore.
Because I wanted to know. I'm like, did he get out of jail or like is there some weird circumstances? Anyways.
Okay.
So it didn't match him. So that was also kind of like a huh. So the detectives decided to get the FBI involved and they had a unit that had talked to serial killers and, you know, learned a little bit about like what makes them tick.
Like profilers.
Just, yeah. And profilers. And that's probably a better way. But since all of these crimes were perpetrated in the women's home. While she was laying in bed sleeping, kind of mm-hmm. spoke to the fact that probably the person that had done these crimes had stalked the women and learned
so
more about them.
So he would know their schedule.
A la BTK killer.
Sure.
So they were able to put a profile together for the killer that he was between the ages of 18 and 30. And he was quiet, kind of a loner type. And he probably worked a menial job.
Was he white?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
And usually
because I feel like all the profiles are kind of the same. They're like,
yeah,
he's a sexually frustrated man in his 20s. He's white, like has a job, you know, like every time they say it, it's like
they didn't get to his they didn't say his race. Okay. But you'll find out like all that information. So like most men that murder women, they assumed he kind of had a troubled relationship with his mother.
Sure.
Because that's kind of where issues. It starts. Mm-hmm. And they assume that he probably began with arson because, as we know, murders, you know, they always ramp it up.
Yeah, the three.
Yeah. So in Virginia, they were thinking that this might be a DNA case because a year previous, they were able to use DNA case in London.
Oh, okay.
Like in another country, but they're like, if they can use
but
it
if
there,
they can use the technology there, they could even like send it there.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And like I've mentioned before, it was kind of like in its infancy.
Yeah.
DNA.
It's like brand new at this
point.
Yeah,
but it was starting to become more advanced because like science, you can't really argue with science.
Oh, Kim.
Well, if you're smart, you can't. But okay. People, flat earthers, Is that where you were going for it?
Yeah.
You can't argue with science.
I mean, sorry, there's so many stupid people that do argue with science.
I didn't say there were smart people. So you can't argue with science if you're a smart person, but you'll try.
You'll try your darndest.
God. But they had sent their findings and like the evidence to New York, like a bigger city, because they had more, just to make sure, spot check, I guess.
Sure, probably more resources and stuff.
Yeah, and they had a bigger facility, more resources. So they just wanted to make sure like they were on to something.
Okay.
And that was great and all, but at this point they didn't have the suspect.
Okay.
They had all the evidence.
Right.
They just needed a profile, suspect.
But they need who this actually like matches.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So a few years before the murder of Susan Tucker took place, 3 or so years ago, there was a masked man who was breaking into homes and committing mass rapes across the city.
Oh my God.
And this was a town that was pretty close to Arlington. And so the detective had gone back to that town to see if he could find any information or if there was a connection, because the masked man was never caught.
So, and that guy wasn't killing people. He was just raping them.
Yeah.
I mean, not to say like just raping, but like there were survivors that he could talk to.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I know what you mean. You're not saying, I mean, they still like lived through it. Okay. So, but the detective wanted to revisit the case and see the people that were potential suspects and who they interviewed, because there could be potential matches, because they had DNA evidence now.
Right.
And they didn't have it at that time. So it was kind of hearsay at that point. They're like, I didn't do it. And they're like, well, shit, we don't have good.
Right.
Good enough. So he just like went through his brain of like, who did he interview? Who did he talk to? And then there was a guy named Timothy,
but he
couldn't remember his last name. So he went through the database and he found the name Timothy Wilson Spencer.
Sounds basic.
Basic as fuck. Just as the profile suggested, Timothy Spencer, a few years previous in 1982, had been charged with arson because he lit his mom's car on fire. So that not only covers arson, but a troubled relationship with his mother. So he wasn't in jail for this, but another source said that his brother said that he would also torture animals. And I'm not going to get into it because if I hear like, then they found a cat, I'm immediately like fast forward.
Yeah,
but he had just fucked with animals too.
What a dick.
And I'm sure he probably had bedwetting issues, because that's the triad right there. So at this time Spencer was on probation because he had a lot of burglary charges against him. And he was at a halfway house in Richmond, Virginia, which is where the latest murders had taken place. Yeah. And also during Thanksgiving, which is when the murder of Susan Tucker took place, he had been signed out. And he was in Arlington, Virginia, visiting his mother for the holiday.
Oh, no. Fucking Timothy.
So the Timothy. Wow, that's hard to say. So the detective noticed that he was available when all the murders happened. He was in the areas when the murders happened as well. And his mother's house was less than a mile away from Carolyn and Susan.
Yeah, it's this guy.
So if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck.
So what's his hair like?
The man was, he was a black man.
Okay.
So that's didn't want to, and it is usually, but they were able to narrow that down.
Okay.
Because via David was also Hispanic too. So it didn't match.
Gotcha.
But they say the hairs that they find, the three main types, and this is forensic files, so it could have changed, is Caucasian, African American, and Mongolian. So it's just kind of somebody that has.
Wow.
Yeah. And at that point, and I'm sure it's just Mongolian. Become more.
Damn. Okay.
That's, I know. Like, kind of specific.
Highly specific.
Yeah. Very specific. So the cops had taken a blood sample and they had taken some of his hair. Not only that, but they had also taken his clothing for analysis.
Okay.
And you're like, clothing? Why would they take the clothing? Well, let me tell you all why they take the clothing. They scraped his clothes down and found fragments of glass. Glass?
He's just wearing the same fucking shirt?
Well, glass doesn't really go away.
Okay.
Like, it does, but like.
Sure.
Yeah. But glass, if you remember earlier in this episode, he had broken windows to enter in the house. And as I'm listening to them, I'm like, why the fuck would they take the glass? Thank God they did. And the glass was really interesting because get this shit. They use a technique which is called glass fragmentation.
Okay.
And so they take samples of the glass and they see how the light bends.
Sure.
Because glass is very different.
Yeah.
Like it is just extremely different. And today I found out that glass is mostly quartz now. Because if they melt it down, they can, yeah, they can, you know, kind of have it the way it is. Because glass, if you look at in old houses, the glass like gets thicker when it gets to the bottom because glass is kind of like putty. Sure. Like a very, yeah. So glass nowadays is a little bit more stable because they use quartz for it.
Huh. Okay.
So, but yeah. So
they could match the fragments of the glass. So
fragmentation just shows how they bend glass. And windows are different. Glass is different. So they took the evidence from his jacket and they took the glass from all the scenes of the crime. And they were just able to see that it came from the same pane because it bent light the same way, which is insane that that's what they did.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So not that's only crazy that,
that it was like still in his clothes.
Yeah. I thought that was strange too.
Huh.
But they just like really like, it must have been it. A
really, you know, like when you break something and there's like the tiny, tiny slivers and stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought that was like really cool because I was like, there's no way. And then I'm like, oh my God, when I was listening to this. But if you remember, the murder didn't happen that much before because this was 1987 right. and he was found in 88. So it's not like it was that much time had passed.
Right.
So the detective just did a lot of work because it sounds like it may have been a long time. It really wasn't.
No. Well, and then he kind of like, I mean, good thing that he sort of started breaking glass and then he like stopped, you know, like. He kind of...
He slowed down on it.
Well, and he probably for, like, hearing, you know, like, he didn't want people to hear the glass breaking, too. But it's cool that they collected glass from, like, the...
That's not something I would have ever thought to do. I would have been like, let's clean it up. But they, like, took it, which is great.
Wow. Yeah, that's, like, really...
So that's, cool. like, a small part of it, because that alone wouldn't convict him, because that's, like... But... They had matched the semen in Richmond to the semen in Arlington and found that they were from the same perpetrator.
How about that?
Spencer didn't have an alibi for the entire weekend. He was out for Thanksgiving.
What a surprise.
Didn't have all that. So onto the blood sample. It was a match with a frequency of 1 in 1,000,000.
Oh, shit.
So they were able to, like, 1 in 1,000,000 people would have that same, and he was matched to it. So one in 1,000,000 would have that same genetic profile.
Got him.
So his trial happened July 11th, 1988. And this was the first case in the United States that DNA samples would be used to prosecute him.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why this case is cool. That's why I was like, we're going to go the forensic. Because that's 1988.
Wow. That the year, really wasn't like, that long ago.
No, it's not.
In like the... grand scheme of things, like, wow,
that was a year before I was born.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah, so
it's come so far. Even
yeah, they were able standards. To use it to prosecute him.
Cool.
The jury deliberated for less than 7 hours. He was convicted of rape and capital murder, and he was sentenced to death. And he was put to death April 27th, 1994.
Wow.
So he was on death row for about 6 years, which isn't very long. What method
did they use?
It seemed they didn't get too much into it. They were just kind of like, he has been put to death. But for me, I think it was like lethal injection is kind of how it sounded.
Okay.
Cause I don't think they were using the electric chair as much. Cause
yeah, it's kind of not the best.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure it was lethal injection, but he was only on death row for 6 years.
That's crazy. And sometimes they have it's like longer.
Yeah. I think they do it just cause like, I think that would be so awful being on death row. So, which it should be because you're not on death row for a good reason. So
considering if you like actually did it.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the case of the Southside Strangler and.
Wow.
Timothy. Yeah. So
stupid ass Timothy. Well, I'm glad that they were able to use like tiny, tiny pieces of evidence in this case because that's so cool.
And it's, I'm really glad that somebody was on top of it because I feel like the cases that they don't solve are because people are just like, okay, you know, they're not as on top of it. Maybe
they're not trained or like they don't deal with murders a lot. But
this guy really wanted it and he made sure it happened. Yeah. So
I love when there's like a good detective that just like kills it and he's like, yes.
He's like, don't worry about me, gentlemen. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but that's amazing. I don't know. I think it's really cool that like, because 1988, granted, like we weren't around yet, but it wasn't that long ago. Mm-mm. And, you know, we rely so heavily on DNA evidence in all cases now.
Totally.
But wow. I thought that was an interesting one. So.
And sad for those women. Jeez, that's like, I mean, to be in your own home and be murdered is just like the ultimate.
Yeah, you're scary. In your own, like, you're in your like, safe
haven. Mm-hmm. Like, what the hell?
Ugh. Yeah, so that's the case, but.
Wow.
Yeah, and we'll post pictures of probably the victims
mm-hmm.
and the perpetrator and my engagement ring. So.
That'll be a separate post.
Yeah, that will probably be a separate post because, like, that's weird. But, yeah, if you have any suggestions for stories, we mentioned it before. I'll mention again. We like those because we like to talk about what people want to hear. So just let us know at Mysterious Mavens at MysteriousMavensPod@gmail.com.
And hit us up on Instagram, Mysterious Mavens Pod on Instagram.
We post pictures of all of our cases.
Yeah. So
we have a TikTok, we have a Facebook group.
Find us.
Find us.
Message us.
Like us.
Tell us you love us.
Rate us if it's a 5. Don't rate us if it's less.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we don't need like.
Yeah.
Don't be a negative Nancy.
Yeah. Don't bring your negative bullshit here. It's 2024.
Yeah.
If the only toxic like us- we're dealing with is Britney Spears. I saw something that said the only toxic thing I'm dealing with in 2024 is my relationship with dairy. And I thought that was the greatest thing I've ever.
That really hit home for you, huh?
I know. I laughed. I was driving a car. Should have not been. It was great. All right.
All right. Until next time.
Take care. Self-care for yourself.
Yourself.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye.